Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of themasteryproject.com, yourtransformationhub.com, and now this podcast series. And it's dedicated to help you harness your unique inner potential, the tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and of course, how to have fun becoming the architect of your own life. Now, in this month, March, I thought I'd do some bonus episodes. So this is one of them. Now, in my work, I use 7 systems to help people understand the conscious trends, the personal vibe shifts that we're all going to encounter in our life. And those, one of those systems is Western astrology. Now, I'd just like to say to everyone, I do not believe that we have a fixed fate that we cannot change. I believe that our relationship with the greater universe, a little bit like Nikola Tesla said, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, you need to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And I believe astrology harnesses that relationship and helps us understand how we are co-creating our, I would like to say, refining our destiny and our path forward in a conscious way. So I'm totally pro free will and pro choice. Do we get ourselves in a pickle and in places we wish we weren't? Yes, but it's all learning and it can all be changed. And it's all part of our harnessing of free will and co-creative infinite power. So today in this episode, I'd like to talk about the movements that are going to be happening in 2025. And they are very significant because we're going to be harnessing the fire element all over. One of the shifts I'm going to talk today is Saturn in Aries. That's going to be happening in May. And we've also got the big player Neptune moving into Aries in March at the end of the month, the 30th. So it's a very big fire year, and that brings lots and lots of opportunities, and I think a wonderful chance to harness that fire. And we're going to find out 5 ways now how Saturn in Aries can transform your life. Okay, well, number one, Saturn. Please, can we think of the big planets? I know they look like they're big bits of Earth sort of, you know, orbiting around in space. Can we think about them as mentors, teachers? They've got their vibe, their frequency that they exhibit in the sense of the areas where they influence us. And so if you could personalize all the planets and think of the zodiac as being like one long mixer, cocktail party, celebration, then I think that's perhaps helpful. Now, Saturn does get a bit of a bad reputation for being a meanie and for teaching hard lessons or for punishing ourselves. So I would just like to say, it's not true. Saturn is always working for our best interests, always attempting to teach us. Now, we've got to put our hands up and say sometimes the humanity doesn't really want to learn. So we ignore the advice or we move from our balance point to a greater and greater degree of polarity. And then we find it very hard, perhaps, to come back to balance. So the key with any Saturn transit in any particular sign, be you Aries Sun, for example, you're born in the sign of Aries, or that you have a lot of Aries planets, please don't think that Saturn's going to give you a hard time. All right, don't prepare yourself for that. Look at it more as this is going to be a big chunk of learning in my life, and so embrace it, but also think perhaps more diligently and in more balanced ways about how you're going to approach it. But don't think you're doomed, and don't think Saturn's out to get you. Okay, so number one, he's a master teacher, Saturn, not a dictator. And the reason Saturn in Aries sometimes can look a bit punchy or look a bit sort of like a big wake-up call is simply because of the contrast. And we've come out of Saturn in Pisces, or we're in the process of doing that. And so as a result, Pisces is a water sign, and it's a lot smoother, it's a lot soft power, it's very much about how you feel, your consciousness, compassion, how everything fits in the bigger picture, but it's not that focused. But every cycle has its benefits. So Saturn in Pisces has introduced some really big concepts and higher consciousness situations that we all need to start considering. So that's been the role of that period. Now, along with that, we've had mysteries, we've had conspiracies, we've had people talking about what is the unknown, what is the illusion, what is the delusion, and is the appearance of what's happening really happening? So it's been a very interesting time and a very important time for people to start seeking their personal truth. Now, as a result, now Saturn has arrived or will be arriving in Aries, we're all going to start saying, hey, yeah, I think that picture of truth is getting in sharper and sharper focus. So that's what Saturn in Aries does, first and foremost, the quality of clarity and focus and wanting to harness energy into rewards, results, but also understanding the simple foundational intentions behind things. So when Saturn goes digging for that truth, we will invariably become truth seekers. We will find a wake-up call inside of us, perhaps a lot punchier and a lot more forceful than previously. But it's all part of this particular progression. So if you were feeling soggy, all right, in the last 2.5 years, trust me, you won't by the end of 2025. And it will be a wonderful time for a lot of people to start feeling the passion again for their lives. So Saturn in Aries, think of it as taking command. All right, Saturn in Pisces has been about emotional intelligence and about understanding and diving into sort of a spiritualized perspective of our lives. But now we're drawing everything together into a greater simplicity and a greater clarity. And that's one of the benefits of this 2 and a bit years that we're moving into. Okay, number two, what's happening? Well, personally, if you look at it from your own perspective as an individual, this is exciting because Saturn in Aries is saying it's all about you. It's all about how you perceive your individual uniqueness. So are you taking responsibility for your passion path in your life? How is your heart-mind alignment? You know, I'm always talking about heart-mind alignment. Are you in connection with your feelings? Are you feeling frustrated with life? Do you actually feel that you're making progress and that you're grounding practically what you truly wish? So Saturn in Aries is all about helping everyone take that command and move forward accordingly. So it does bring spiritual maturity. It does bring challenging initiations and all of the sort of straight talking and the fact plus purpose of moving forward and making your individual difference. So personal qualities we're going to need is faith, self-belief, clarity, as I said, heart-mind alignment, balance, and also looking at having perhaps a bit of humour about circumstances rather than being overzealous or taking things personally or finding that, you know, you just get very emotional very quickly about things. So Saturn is always about calm down, you know, speak less, feel in the center of yourself. What is your wisdom? What is your balanced perspective? Okay. And when Aries is around, people want to do better. They want to be involved in something that's of greater benefit for themselves and for everyone else. So there is a lot to do with a passion from the inside, also spilling into communities, movements on the outside, and people getting together in a sense of spiritual tribe. Okay, number three. Well, you can't have a spiritual tribe without a leader, but we're also going to see with number three, how is Saturn in Aries going to change leadership? Well, if you've got kind of run out of patience with Saturn in Pisces leadership, i.e. you've thought it's all a bit nebulous and all a bit passing the buck and people not actually caring enough or just not you know, furnishing any particular results, then you're going to like Saturn in Aries, because Saturn in Aries is all about tangible leadership. It's about creating governance that is trusted. So a combination between someone who has leadership charisma and appeal, but also could be a trusted mentor and someone who's very practical. So of course it goes back to deliver what you promise, and that is a huge one for Saturn in Aries. So yes, there will be continued scrutiny, and I think during this phase probably more than there's ever been in the recent eras. And as a result, you are going to get a lot more disclosures, you're going to get a lot more of the power issues being very prevalent or very obvious in both legacy media and also in the alternative medias. So there will be a spilling over of conflict or passion or purpose and a mixture of all of it. But also there will be people power, because Pluto in Aquarius has arrived, all right, that arrived in 2024. And so Pluto in Aquarius is saying people power is coming up and up. So we are going to see in governance votes of no confidence and issues with people saying, are these leading qualities, are they actually working for the benefit of the individual and for private agendas, or are they working for the common good? So you're going to see a lot more people in the population seeking people that they really can trust in leadership, and also people in leadership having to look to their personal integrity to see if they can lead. And it's a very interesting time. Can people deliver what they promise? So if I can take a few examples, already you're seeing issues in an Aries nation, Germany, that is currently really looking long and hard at its economy and how to get back on track there. You're looking at the politics of the United Kingdom. So British politics with the rise of the Reform Party, and the leader of that, Nigel Farage, is actually an Aries. So if you've got an Aries sun and then you combine with Saturn on the high side, this can be that you are seen as someone with both the integrity, the mentoring ability, and also the no-nonsense delivery and problem-solving and solution birthing that people really want. So it can be the birthing of some pretty charismatic and exciting kind of goal-getters, but also people who are acting for the highest good of the greater or vast proportion of the population. So it's very much, with Saturn in Aries, in my opinion, a national story. So it's talking about nation looking at itself, not necessarily nations getting together. It's a bit like leaders are going to have a lot of domestic things that they're going to need to sort out, and people are going to start saying, look, stop, you know, touring abroad or doing other things. Come back, home is where the heart is. Come back and let's fix our individual nations. So an interesting time, meaning, purpose, what is the true intention and the simple foundation. So it will definitely be a time in leadership for the death of excessive amounts of administration, red tape and complication. Okay, so number four, Saturn in Aries, I've got to say, we have had some big wars come and go during Saturn in Aries. And so a lot of people get a bit nervous with this transit because they think it's going to mean scarcity. I like to look at it more as people both venting their frustrations with the cost of living and issues to do with the value of life, but also us looking in simple terms at what brings authentic joy. Now, this is the age of authenticity birthing in 2025. It is incredibly important. And a lot of people are going to go back to the significant simplicities in their life that give them the most amount of fulfillment personally. So I think you are going to see a rapid decline in instant gratification mentality, or that sense of a bit of a sort of media escapism. I think people are going to move back into themselves simply because they're just fed up with drama, crisis, up, down, left, right, or the emotional neediness, shall we say, of our greater medias. So Saturn in Aries isn't saying you've got less. Saturn in Aries is saying you've got more on the immaterial value of yourself and your life. And it is definitely encouraging people to explore that. And so when we get into the spiritual questing or the personal initiations or the rites of passage type energy, and of course we're going to see people probably withdrawing from splurging in a material sense. Now, of course, a lot of people will go, well, everything's so expensive, it's actually very hard to do that anyway, or it's not a temptation because it's, the times have changed. But I think with Saturn in Aries, one of the best ways to handle resources is to withdraw one's attention away from things that are time wasting, like what I call empty entertainment, things that sort of are there and in the background, probably taking more energy or more care than they need, and that people will move much more to a clarified and purified position to go, that's actually what resonates now, and that's what I want to keep with. And also less noise, and as I said, less drains, less drama, more about a persistence to find what is truly fulfilling and sticking to that path, and being prepared to adventure, being prepared to take risks, have the courage personally to find new resources and to persist in what is truly supportive and has value. Okay, so number five, my last point today. Yes, on a global level, are we going to see nations fighting? Well, on a global level, Saturn in Aries is about command, yes. But as I mentioned in the other points, I think it's going to be nations needing to take care of their own housekeeping. So definitely the biggest changes are going to be in each nation standing up and taking responsibility for their path forward. Now, this could mean as well, of course, that globally, that means you're going to see different governments or different power systems coming and going. But I think because we've got other very supportive energy shifting as well, all right, in the zodiac, I don't think it's going to be the dramatic aspects of previous eras, shall we say. So I want to believe, all right, and in all my work, I say, be a rebel with a cause without conflict. And I think we're going to see all of these beautiful tribes building, these movements building, and actually we're going to have a breakthrough from the fog, shall we say, of Saturn in Pisces on the downside. People are going to have a new foundation and a rebirth of that foundation and actually start to see it happening in real time, the benefits actually becoming a possibility, rather than that political cynicism that nothing ever gets done or nothing ever changes. So Saturn in Aries is about change and transformation and the purification of the old, and what to think about and to understand what's going to replace the old. Okay, well, it's been my great pleasure today to talk about Saturn in Aries. I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you'd like to see a very in-depth coverage of this topic, then I've got articles on the blogs for both my websites. So please don't hesitate to check that out. And also, if you'd like to check out the impact of Saturn in Aries for yourself, then of course, sign up for a call with me, a discovery call, and or please have a little look-see on your Transformation Hub in the Discover section to see which inner journeys can help you move forward with clarity, confidence, and trust the process of your own personal transformation. Thank you very much